professor in Innsbruck said before he took some of his hardest books and he read. Then he shone his laser beam at a piece of beta barium borate, the result of which was something you might call a first date. You see, two of the photons got all tangled up. Our professor found when he had his photos grown up, he said, you can be A for Alice and B, that's Bob. It was true love clearly as they began to miss each other quite dearly. When you are small, expanding space can be quite a lonely place. So late at night you might hear one piece of light cry, come back Bobby, I miss you dear, it's always dark without you near. Alice darling, please come home, I can't light this world up all on my own. I can't wait for fate, just like our professor says, and I would like to get entangled myself one of these days. Now I don't have a laser, I don't have a lab, but I do know some QM, so I'll have a stab at finding somebody with whom I may twirl and do all that fun stuff when our clothes are held. Though I expect someday there'll be a goodbye kiss, it's still always nice to have someone to miss. And back in the office when I'm doing my job, I'll be thinking of Alice, thinking of Bob. This is a story like many I know of clever young friends with so far to go, but how can love